Dear Heart Dwellers, Claire received a message from the Lord yesterday, but she has asked me to record it for her while she continues to work on music. Dear Lord, may your words now strike at the deepest places of our hearts and draw us even more deeply into yours. Claire began, "Precious family, Ezekiel and I have been keeping Jesus and Father God comforted. The tears, groaning, and expressions of grief between them is staggering. Jesus is bloody with a crown of thorns. Daddy is brokenhearted. This has been a huge attack against God. The enemy has hurt him deeply. During our prayers, we saw scores of babies being caught up into heaven. These children carried with them gifts of healing, joy, and fresh life. But they were rejected and left to die, sold for body parts and freedom these women thought they were gaining by destroying the life of their child. What they have done is tragic. Do you not know that the child you rejected was your salvation? Do you not know that this child was fitted with just the right attributes to mature you and bring you lasting happiness? You say, I don't have the money to raise a child. But do you not know that if God gives you a child, all the resources you now need to raise that child will follow? And you who are professionals, you think your career will bring you all the happiness you are seeking in life? Yet the true happiness God offered you was the salvation from this deception, a child from your own body, to bring you joy and build you into a truly wonderful and expansive person, not just a workaholic with a six-figure bank account and lonely nights and weekends. Claire continued, I was blinded by the same ambition and guilty of sacrificing the child God had given to me. It would have turned my life around in a much better direction than I was headed. I was a New Ager, and because I believed in reincarnation, I told the child, I'm sorry, come back in a couple of years. I'm just not ready for you yet. After the abortion, I knew I had done something terrible. My whole being was flooded with remorse. Before, I didn't have an inkling that it was wrong, although if it had been against the law, I never would have done it. To this very day, my heart is sad for my loss and the damage that I did to God. Dear little ones, if you are considering an abortion, my advice to you is don't. That child is packed with joy and gifts you never even considered. That child will turn you into an adult and make your life a little paradise. Later on in life, I did have four children, but I've always been deeply remorseful and regretted what I lost, and I will be so glad to see that child again in heaven. Jesus, do you have something to add? Jesus began, My beloved bride, some of you are hurting right now because of what you did to the gift that I sent you. Please come to me and allow me to hold and comfort you. I have forgiven you. Now I ask you to pray for those who are considering an abortion. If you can demonstrate or write a letter, print it up, leave it at bus stops, laundromats, the post office. Leave them everywhere and pray that a heart will be touched not to abort their baby. Share with them what you went through and how you felt afterwards. Help them to make a better decision, even by sympathizing with their fears, but convincing them that life is a gift from God, and He will provide everything they need to continue to live and flourish with their little one. Abortions are dangerous. Claire almost went into cardiac arrest during hers. You do not know what they are injecting into your system, but suffice it to know that every opportunity they are chipping the public. They tell you it's a shot for such and such, but it really is an electronic device that will program your mind to forget about me and turn you off to anything having to do with me. Not only that, but vaccines that are supposed to help you are loaded with timed diseases that will take a toll on your life as you grow older. Do not allow them to vaccinate you or your child. Some die of these vaccinations. You cannot trust all doctors. They have been groomed to work with the government's agenda. One shot could render you childless for the rest of your life. But more importantly, your morals have been so twisted from birth that you literally do not know right from wrong. The schools have programmed you to believe that what is wrong in my sight is good and right, and what is right before me is degrading and wrong. How twisted these times are, my children. But I speak to you in your heart, and my lambs know my voice. The voice of the tempter they will not follow. All I ask of you is please, do not turn off the voice in your conscience to compromise for any reason at all. Reason after reason will be offered to you to cause an exception to the rule. The heinous thing done by the evil one was to prolong now the time a child could be murdered during a pregnancy. That means that the enemy can cause a deep depression and send others to talk a soul out of keeping that child during the entire 9 months. How many times have you had a bad week that would convince you abortion is the best thing? You see, the enemy has bought time to work on you, and he will do all in his power to persuade you to murder this child. I am pleading with you now. Do not buckle under his suggestions. Do not for one moment think you are doing your own life a favor by this action. No, you are not. You are destroying the very person who could have brought you the most joy, both now and in your later years. You are opening your body to a corrupt government, working with greedy and evil pharmaceutical companies. You have no idea what is in those syringes, but many of the diseases that are now rampant were engineered in those same labs 40 years ago, full knowing the devastating effect they would have on the population in the near future, and including computing to the very dollar how much profit they would make in treating those diseases. You are my children, beautiful and precious in every way, created in my image. I beg of you, do not destroy life. Rather, protect it and pray for and witness to the poor misguided souls who think killing their child is the only solution.